Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. We got an Alice Cooper update, an Aaron Rodgers update, and a Freedom Convoy update. We got our own Cub reporter, Pizza Box Mike, up at a truck stop near Portage, Wisconsin. I'm going to set the stage just momentarily. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, a convoy, potentially 500 semis and other vehicles, is expected to drive through Wisconsin today into Saturday. It will likely cause an influx of traffic along I-90-94. Two groups of American truckers, Freedom Convoy, which is protesting against mask and vaccine mandates in support of health freedom, according to the convoy's website, plan to meet in Oakdale Friday afternoon, then drive along I-90 through Portage in South Beloit, Illinois. According to the convoy's route in the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, the truckers are heading to D.C. The route passed through Dane County, but it's unclear exactly what time the truckers will get there. The state patrol said the timing is variable because the convoy is sometimes behind or ahead of schedule. The state patrol said the truckers plan to be in Wisconsin Friday into Saturday, but did not provide a more specific time. Well, maybe we can give you an update, folks. As I said, we've got Cub reporter Pizza Box Mike on the ground near Portage. Pizza Box, what's going on there, man?
It's getting busy, and we better hurry because once the trucks come, these guys don't want to be talking. So I'm going to let you talk to Larry here. We've been sitting here for a while, getting cold, and their car battery's dead or something. But here, I'll let you talk to him.
Larry, how we doing, Larry? Where are you at right now?
Hello.
Hey, Larry. How you doing, man? Where are you at?
Well, we're at Portage here at the Petro, north of Madison there at the 108.
That's a big truck stop.
Yeah.
And I understand you might have had some car troubles, man. Some with the battery?
No. We're here. I couldn't get the car to behave me. It wouldn't listen to me. I tried to get the remote start.
Oh, I see.
And nothing wrong. Yeah.
Well, my kids are like that often. But let me ask you. My understanding, there's a big old convoy heading your way, Larry. Are you there to support the convoy or protest it, or just to get some drinks at the truck stop?
No. Just to what?
Just to get a couple of cold beverages at the gas station.
Oh, I thought you said drugs. They're about 30 years too late for that.
Well, Larry, some of us haven't cleaned up our act yet, but tell me about the convoy.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it. I know that you probably know as much as I do if you listen to the news. It started on the West Coast. There's a bunch of them. There must be about 7 or 8 of them coming across the different interstates. One coming across 94. One on 90, that's the ones that are coming through here, and then they're meeting, joining up by Toma somewhere.
Gotcha.
Between here and Toma, and then they're going to meet here, and then they're having kind of a pep rally just to bring awareness, you know, to people who don't know what's going on, try to inform people of why they're doing what they are. I'm a retired driver. I was over the road 47 years.
Gotcha. And now, Larry, what do you think the big issues the Freedom Convoy truckers are trying to express? What are the big issues, Larry?
Well, all these stupid mandates, you know, back when the pandemic first started, you know, we were the heroes because they needed goods to be moved. So everything was fine. Now they forgot about us.
Now, Larry,
I think one of the main things they're protesting is these mandates for passports
to cross the international border into Canada, sir.
Yep. Well, not only that, they want to expand it to know that not only the border into Canada, you go into a restaurant or, you know, they're talking about all kinds of crazy crap.
Well, isn't that also the freedom of the restaurant owners? Can't they set the policy for their own private establishment?
Not according to this crew we got in the White House.
Hmm.
You know, if you say anything against them, you know, then you're a domestic terrorist.
I gotcha.
You know, or a white supremacist, or both.
So you might be criticized, Larry. That's the drawback to not following the mandate, sir?
Yep. Well, not only criticize. You know what it is with the liberals. You don't agree with them. They don't just try to convince you. Otherwise, they try to destroy you.
And Larry is
my... You're a racist. You're a homophobe. And then especially if you're a Trump supporter, then you're a domestic terrorist.
Well, Larry, Larry, here in the state of Wisconsin, the mask mandates have been dropped. I'm down in Dane County in Madison. They've been dropped here. They've been dropped in Milwaukee, sir. I've been walking around without a mask on for going on a week. Does that change the intent of the Freedom Convoy at all?
No. No, because the federal government still wants you to mask up. Look at what they're doing in D.C. You know, the schools are still... And everybody knows the kids aren't at risk from this.
Hmm.
You know, the vast majority of them. It's all about power and control. That's what it's all about. So, anyways.
Well, safe travels to you, Larry.
I'll get you back to your guy.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Larry. You be well.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man. So, Larry seemed like a nice enough guy. Don't necessarily agree with his ideology or the rationale behind this Freedom Convoy, but... He certainly seemed convicted, Pizza Box.
Well, you know, it's just pretty much consistent throughout the crowd, you know. My fight isn't with these people here. My fight is with the people that are making this a reality for them, okay? And I let them know that I go after Democrats and Republicans alike because I'm an independent and I'm progressive Bernie Sanders guy. And, you know, things would have been different. And, you know, that sinks in a little bit at that level.
Michael, what are you seeing on the ground? We've seen numbers from 500 trucks to 1,500 trucks. I suspect we'd hear a lot of whooping and honking and motor revving if it was 5 to 1,500 trucks. Michael, are you seeing anything that would indicate that sort of convoy is on the way?
All I got to tell you is if they show up, they've got plenty of support here. Okay, there's cars parked up and down the side. The parking lot's filling up. There's just a lot of people that are, obviously, they believe in what they're doing. They feel strongly about it. It kind of reminds me of when I, you know, protested at the Capitol. If you try to keep it on issues about income inequality and the wealthy pounding down on us, corruption in politics, then I can get somewhere.
Michael, anything else to report out there? Where precisely are you at?
Well, I'm right out in the parking lot, man. And so I'm looking right at the intersections and between the interstate and coming to petrol. And I think there's going to be quite a few semis.
Well, Michael, if you can stick around, check back in. We'll take a second call from you, Pizza Box. Appreciate it, man. 844. Evan, I think he had more. You might want to check with Pizza Box. Just give me sort of updates he's got. But I'm going to keep moving down the phones for now at 844-967-2789. Dan, calling from Madison. Dan, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just drove through Portage, and I was going to say, I didn't really see a whole lot for semis or anything, but I saw a lot of, pickup trucks. Waving flags. That's what I saw.
So there's clearly support here in Wisconsin, and they're excited to see these truckers come through. Just the question is, how many truckers really make up this Freedom Convoy? Now, the paper was reporting 500. Early notice to the truck stop, I understood, Dan, included like 1,500. They were worried about 1,500 semis rolling up at the petrol. I'm not clear that they'll achieve that very aspirational number, but you know, even if they had 100 or 200, they can cause a ruckus out there on the highways, don't you think, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. But you know, driving through it, and then I'm in between Madison and Portage right now, but when I drove by, I gotta tell you, for semis, it didn't look like anything outside the normal to me for volume of traffic for semis.
Dan, let me
all
ask,
I really saw was almost.
I got you, man, and maybe they're coming down from the Tomo way. I'm not exactly clear on the route, but I appreciate the eyewitness update. Dan, do you think their claims of tyranny. You know, Tony Evers is tyrannical and Joe Biden's tyrannical and we're all trying to keep them locked in their basements. Do you buy any of those theories? I mean, the Teamsters, the National Trucking Union, does not support this effort. The vast majority of truckers have been vaccinated. And I would say, you know, there's a certain freedom-loving sort that sometimes finds themselves on long-haul trucking because it allows you to be yourself in the cab of that truck. But do you think their cries of tyranny are going to ring true in light of what's going on in the Ukraine right now, Dan?
I got to tell you, no. I mean, the whole thing to me seems kind of laughable. You know, for the past several months, the only place in Wisconsin with a mask mandate was Milwaukee and Dane County. So, you know, most of the people in Wisconsin are looking at this going, what are you complaining about? We don't really have mandates going on anywhere else.
Dan, you make an excellent point. Thanks for checking in. You can check in, especially if you run into a big old freedom convoy out there on the interstate. Call us, 844-967-2789. Talking about not being satisfied, we got breaking news out of the state of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Republicans plan on appealing the redistricting case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, yesterday on this big program, about this same time, Matt Rothschild, Batman, was here, and he had reported that the Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, had decided that Tony Evers would be the maps of choice because Tony Evers statistically offered the least change formula, moved the least number of voters from district to district. Now, the Republicans had pushed for the Wisconsin Supreme Court to adopt a least change determination. That was their plan. And to further gerrymander, perhaps the most partisan gerrymandered state in the nation, they had to get really creative. They had to move some people, more people than the Tony Evers plan. But here is the new headline. Patrick Marling, our friend over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, reporting. A day after losing before Wisconsin's high court, Republicans detailed plans Friday to take their redistricting fight to the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. Republicans asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday to block the ruling it issued yesterday so they could pursue an appeal before the nation's top court. It's up to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether to take the case. If it doesn't, the state court's ruling will stand. In a 4-3 ruling yesterday, the Wisconsin justices selected legislative and congressional districts drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. That's why they're bitching over the ones drawn by Republicans who control the legislature. While drawn by a Democrat, the maps heavily favor Republicans. I mean, I think they should quit while they're ahead, Fancy Brian, but anyways, here's the conclusion of this evolving and breaking story. While drawn by a Democrat, the maps heavily favor Republicans. That bears repeating. That's because the state justices ruled in November that the maps needed to be modeled on the ones drawn in 2011 that favor Republicans. It was their filing that sought that. Now, Fancy Brian, Evers' maps include more competitive districts than the ones Republicans drew, giving Democrats a better shot at winning races than they now have. Well, it's not going to be a mercy rule. In one of the most significant changes, Republican U.S. Rep. Brian Stiles' district in southeastern Wisconsin goes from having a 10-point Republican advantage to a 2-point Republican advantage. You know,
that's my guy.
Good turnout.
New one.
Could turn that whole district blue.
So let me get this straight. They're complaining about the justice that they installed ruling against them. And they're complaining about the maps that they themselves pretty much made and are very close to what they wanted.
That is true. Now, anyways, the petitioners, Billy Johnson, Eric O'Keefe, that name should be very familiar. He coordinated with Scott Walker illegally during Scott Walker's earlier campaigns. Ronald Zahn and Ed Perkins, those are the petitioners seeking to take the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.